It's time to escape the marketing hype and get clear answers about preventative health, nutrition, fitness, weight loss, and more on Karen About Your Health on healthbeatradio.com, part of the Lucy Network. I am Karen Hummel, your host. Thanks so much for listening this evening. We're going to be talking about an interesting topic, an addiction that I don't think many people realize is an addiction, video game addiction. I'm going to have Ryan Van Cleve on later, who suffered from video game addiction and has written books about it and is helping other people get through video game addiction. It's definitely something I don't think I've thought of as an addiction until now, but I have seen some things on TV and heard things actually on the radio locally where I live in Austin that would allude to the fact there is such a thing as video game addiction. The other morning I was listening to the radio and I heard a story about a gentleman that chased his girlfriend because she took his video game machine. And this gentleman was 42 years old, out of work, and I guess playing video games constantly. So she took it and he ran her right off the road to get his video game back. Ended up going to jail. So, I mean, that shows in itself what an addiction it could be if you chase down someone and actually hit them with your car, which to most of us probably seems pretty crazy, but maybe to that person who wants their game at that moment, it's that serious. I also saw Dr. Phil, I think last year, about moms addicted to the Facebook games. Those like Farmville and, I don't know, Mafia Wars and all those games. And they were actually spending time away from their families to play these games. So that goes to show that it can definitely become addictive. I think it's a way for people to escape from what's going on in their personal life and do something where they feel like they're part of another world. And from what I understand, video games have gotten so good now. I mean, you can have an avatar of yourself. You can play people in other states, and I'm guessing probably other countries. We'll probably find out more from Ryan Van Cleve later. But, I mean, it's become very real, I think, compared to when I was a kid. I remember Pong. I'm dating myself. But that was back in the 70s. I remember going across the street to my best friend's house and her dad and someone else playing Pong. And all Pong was, if you don't know what Pong used to be, it was someone had a control of one line that went up one side of the TV screen and someone had a control of the other line on the other side of the TV screen, and then a ball bounced back and forth, and the idea was not to miss the ball. I think it was a ball anyway. It was something that bounced back and forth between these two lines going up and down the screen. And boy, had I thought we had evolved when I got my first Atari game. Wow, Pac-Man and Space Invaders and there was a myriad of games that were so much better than Pong, but when I look back now, all I had was this little joystick that went up, down, left, right. But it was a great joy at the time. I had a wonderful time. And I have a lot of memories of even going out and playing video games like Pac-Man and pizza parlors and whatnot, bumming quarters off my dad so I could go play a Pac-Man game or a Miss Pac-Man game once Miss Pac-Man came out. So video games have definitely been evolving, and unfortunately, I guess they've become so interactive that now it is possible to have an addiction to them. For that matter, I think computers themselves are really addictive. I know I'm on Facebook and Twitter, and I have a couple email accounts, and it's really easy to get into what is going on with everyone's life on Facebook and start following tweets on Twitter. And there, depending on how many followers you have on Twitter or how many people you're following, there are thousands upon thousands of tweets to keep up on. So it's very easy to get sucked in and waste so much time from your day. So I suggest if you are someone who uses, you know, social media a lot, plan out a time, maybe schedule a time for yourself. And for that matter, if you're a video game player and you feel you're kind of getting sucked in, maybe just set a timer and you get so much time, say 20 minutes on social media or 35 minutes to play your video game. I don't know what's realistic, candidly, but I think sometimes that helps if you just give yourself a time to do something that you enjoy doing, but there's a timeline involved, so it doesn't take up your whole day and become your life. Because you definitely don't want video games or social media or email to become everything you do during the day. I mean, you want to be active and stay involved with some form of fitness, and obviously most of us probably have jobs and have to get to work, and I'm sure most employers don't appreciate us playing on Facebook and Twitter all day. If that's what we're doing, it's not very productive for the company. So really try to put some time constraints on yourself when it comes to any kind of interaction with the computer, whether it be social media or a game. I think that's really important. Now, I've done some research on what are some of the signs and symptoms of someone that's really gaining an addiction for video games. For children, number one, most of their free time, not school hours, are spent on the computer or playing video games. One website noted 5 to 6 hours, which is basically a part-time job. You should have your kid get a part-time job and bring some money into the house if they have that much time for computers. Number two, fatigue, tendency to fall asleep in school. Number three, not keeping up with homework. Gosh, when would they have the time if they're on the computer for 6 hours every night? Number four, obviously worsening grades because they're not having time to study. Five, lying about the fact that they're on the computer that much. Six, choosing the computer or video games rather than spending time with friends or family. Seven, dropping out of activities such as social groups, clubs, and sports. And eight, becoming, you know, agitated or cranky when not being able to play a video game or be near a computer. And one of the effects noted on WebMD is an increase in childhood obesity. This is one of the many reasons childhood obesity is at such a high today amongst our children and teens. It's due to excessive amounts of time spent leading a more sedentary lifestyle and poor eating habits, of course. And then it also notes that many physical and emotional and mental problems are associated with playing too many video games. So I'm sure that can add to the depression of an overweight child. And as you know, if you've listened to my show, that's one of the things I'm a big proponent of helping, you know, children who are overweight through helping their parents understand. And this article noted the same thing, that parents really need to take over and time the amount of time their child is on the video game. And I have to add, as well as pay attention to what you're purchasing to bring in the home for your child to eat. Purchase healthy things and make sure the family is eating healthy as well. I mean, your child's not going to be able to eat a healthy menu if you aren't. So that's really important. So make sure you, again, I mentioned timing earlier, but you're looking at how much time your child is spending on those video games. You're feeding your children properly, and I'll add activity too. Try to get your family more active as well. Now, there's a number of symptoms of an adult becoming obsessed with a video game as well. Number one, obsession or preoccupation about computer games or playing video games on a video game console excessively. Number two, neglecting personal relationships with friends and families to spend more time playing video games. Three, difficulty keeping up with personal or professional responsibilities due to increased hours playing video games. And a question to ask yourself, or a question to ask about a family member, have you ever called in sick or stayed home to play your favorite video game? Many adults will lie to others about computer or video game use. Here's another question for you or a family member. Do you sneak time to play games, perhaps late at night while others are sleeping? Has someone close to you, or perhaps a significant other, ever criticized your spending too much time playing video games rather than spending time with them? Some things to think about. More questions. While not spending time on the internet or playing video games, do you feel angry, agitated, irritable, or depressed? Do you experience withdrawal symptoms when not playing video games? Do you spend most of your time thinking or wishing you could be playing your favorite game or surfing the web? Do you become so involved in playing video games that you sometimes neglect to eat, sleep, or bathe? Do you ever experience physical symptoms such as backaches, dry eyes, or headaches after playing video games? And last one, have you been diagnosed with carpal tunnel syndrome or experienced symptoms of carpal tunnel from playing video games? So some things to think about, whether it be for yourself or for your family. I read something else kind of funny today I thought I'd share, and I didn't get a percentage, but there was a poll, would you prefer Facebook or sex? And I guess Facebook came in pretty high. Now, I'm not a psychotherapist, but I'm guessing that's an issue if you're choosing Facebook over sex. I would gander. So I just thought I'd share that little thing I read today. On a last note, this has nothing to do with video game addiction, but it's January, and you might have set some goals, and I just had to share. I was at the gym today, and there was a gentleman. He had no legs, and he was tougher than anybody at that gym. He was working out so hard. So, you know, if you're listening to this show today or tonight, what's your excuse? Why aren't you taking time to exercise? If you are healthy, you have all your body parts, and you're doing well and it's just laziness, maybe it's time to get up and start taking care of yourself. Get to the gym or just get out and walk. Just get started. Do some exercises at home. This is the perfect time of year to get started. Take baby steps. I know sometimes it's really hard to get started with an exercise program when it's something you're not used to doing. But I promise you, you get started and you're going to feel so much better than you feel when you're not exercising and just sitting around. You may want to think about how much time you're spending on that computer or playing a video game, doing social media, or even watching television. And why don't you substitute some of that time to get some physical activity or even hit the grocery store and maybe buy some healthier groceries for your family. Well, when we come back after the break, I'm going to have Ryan Van Cleve, and he has suffered from video game addiction and overcome it. And he's going to, I'm sure, have a lot to share. I can't wait to speak with him. You're listening to Karen About Your Health on healthbeatradio.com. We'll be right back after the break.